Hi, welcome to the Way to Wellness podcast. I'm Angela Shack, the founder of Way to Wellness, and your host for this series of podcasts, Essential Wellness, Interviews with the Experts. As we continue this series, we'll be sharing tips from health and wellness experts who have a wealth of knowledge and show by example because they live what they teach. Our guest today has a long list of credentials and has been in the field of fitness, health, and wellness since 1991. She has trained and certified other fitness professionals, and she has her own studio called Amber Moon Studios, where among other services, she offers yoga, Pilates, and massage, and many other things that we'll hear about today. And we are here in her lovely garden, so let's welcome Sharon Boone, who will be speaking today about body movement and the benefits of that. So, with your experience, you could have talked about many topics, and I'm glad you decided to speak about body movement. We know it helps relieve stress, among other things. So tell me a little bit about what made you decide to choose this topic today.
For me, it's always been about movement. I've been active and always moving, and I don't do well with a sedentary job. And even for me, with what I do in one of the studios in person, I'm very active. So even for me to transition to, I have to sit in front of a computer now to work on videos and online and figure out what I'm doing, I'm feeling the effect. So it's that person maybe who's, you know, they're used to being in front of a computer, but now they sit in front of it even more. Mm-hmm. You know, how do we start to counter this? So personal experience is always the best thing. It's always a great teacher. So that's where I get a lot of my programs. It's like, okay, what do I do? So we need people to move. Some people are saying that, like, the desk is the new smoking. It's not the desk. Mm. It's the sitting still. So how do we get you up and move 5 minutes at a time? Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be that hour-long yoga class. And I was actually talking with one of my clients, and she's like, I just don't have time to go for an hour. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, go for 5 minutes. Go for 15. Go for 30. You know, we have these precious times right now. You know, what fits into your life? That hour yoga class, that hour and a half yoga class, that may not be it. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm trying to do is educate on, you know, it's the little things that make the big difference. Mm-hmm. Those are really the programs that I'm really enjoying and thriving with right now. And I'm learning a lot and really starting to figure out how to synthesize and how do I bring in yoga? How do I bring in Pilates? Okay, now how do I apply that to my triathletes? How do I apply mm-hmm. that to just my runners? Mm-hmm. To my average Joe? So, mm-hmm. you know, it's all very integrated.
Yes, yes. I've been seeing the term yoga Pilates fusion, which sounds like a little bit of what you're doing, where you're bringing in the disciplines and mm-hmm. using the best parts of that to accomplish
yes.
your goal.
I think I have a very different style when it comes to that. I was talking about this with another client. And so you see a lot of crossover from Pilates to yoga and yoga to Pilates the way I teach. Mm-hmm. So my yoga style is Vini yoga, which is, it translates to appropriate application. How do you adapt this asana to you? Mm-hmm. So if I'm teaching a yoga class, I teach everything from that yoga point of view, but then I'm bringing in, okay, what do we really need? We need posture work. So how do I work that into a yoga class and really be specific and try to get the clients aware of this is how you do this and this is what I want you to feel versus just do all you want. Mm-hmm. So again, I may lead in and like, this is what we're going to do and this is the problem, but we're going to change it. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes I don't even tell them this is what we're going to end up in. Let them explore. Mm-hmm. And that's where I really start seeing people improve is when they're curious and like, what happens if I do this? And what happens if I do that? And that's really, you know, the beauty of movement mm-hmm. is figuring out what you need.
Right. I think that's great because so often people are a little bit afraid of yoga in some capacity because they feel like these postures are needing to be done a certain way and that they're not going to do it just right. I've heard people say that. And I think the fact that you're tailoring it to what people need and making it their exploration so
right.
that they don't feel intimidated by it.
Yeah. And like people say, I can't do yoga because I can't do down dog. Yoga's not about down dog. It's about the breath. It's about moving your spine. And if you look at people that sit all day long, their spine starts to not move. Mm-hmm. So again, how do we get in and mobilize that a lot of times subtly first before we can get into the gross movement? So it's not about the hamstrings. I always focus, even with my Pilates, with pretty much everything I do, what's the spine doing first? And then how does the pelvis move off the spine? How do the shoulder blades move? And then you slowly work out to the extremities. Mm-hmm. So it comes more from the center out. Awareness-wise as well as physically.
I know that I did a little bit of one of your services that you offer. We'll hear a little bit about the detox. The stretching part of it, and in the session that you did, it was a lot about stretching the hands. And I realized on the computer, you're right, our hands are cramped up a lot. And it felt so good just to stretch my hands. I had not really thought to do that for a while. So tell us a little bit more about some of those services that you're offering.
Right now, the one I've just started, we're in week two as we're recording this, is a 5-minute computer detox. So it's a little combination of it. Some of it's flexibility, some of it's strength, some of it's mobility, some of it's agility. It kind of gets in there. What do we need? With a lot of the studying I'm doing right now, there's a lot of talk about, like, you know, your farm hand and how strong the farm hander is versus the person who lives and works out in the gym. We don't really have the ability to go to a gym right now. So farmhand strength is very important, but again, it integrates the whole body. And so again, if we're tight in one place, like your hand, we have all these connections that go up your forearm, up through the upper arm, into the shoulder, and then it goes elsewhere in the body. So one thing, opening up your hand, it can have an impact down your big toe. And people don't understand that connection. We don't feel it. We don't go there. But yeah, between phones and computers, our hands these days, I notice it with my hands. I'm like, oh, I need to do this. So I know my computer detox people need to do this. So again, getting into the little things that we may not do. So that's part of it. And then I'm also working on a 15-minute class that's going to be like an expansion of the detox. Maybe a little bit more on even more movement side, more strength, the farm hand strength side. And then see if I can expand that to a 30 minutes. So again, it starts to cater to everyone. So that's one of my new programs. Also, since my yoga is a little bit different, I've also come up with offering right now a mindful movement invitation. People can go do my YouTube classes and then see what my style is like. Because everybody's different. I'm not a good yoga instructor for everybody. Or a Pilates instructor. So let's, again, try different people for that reason. See what kicks in, what's different, and go into it with the mindset of I'm going to learn about my body versus I'm just going to do yoga or I'm going to exercise.
Oh, I love that, you know, where people are really trying to tune in to what their body's doing as opposed to just following what you're suggesting.
Yeah, it's kind of like with a hand, you know, you don't realize that, and then you explore and like, oh, hey, these two fingers are not separating like the others. What's going on? And becoming aware of the details. And that's part of it. And then if they like the YouTube, then they can do a 30-minute consult with me, and then we give them a discount for September. So that, you know, gives them a chance to explore and see and be curious as to what's going on and what class style that I do might be the most appropriate for them. So those are the two new ones that I've got going right now that are really movement-based. Obviously, I've got some running triathlon programs going on, but they're not quite as focused on that whole body movement. But if they do these programs as well, they're going to be a better athlete.
Well, speaking of that, I know that you came to doing this kind of work through some of your own experiences with physical struggles and, you know, and then setting some goals about triathlons and, and some events that you have been doing and want to do. So tell us a little bit about what brought you to doing this kind of work.
Well, I started out in fitness in 91. I was a group X instructor. You know, high school, I had been active. I was a runner. I was an athlete, not a triathlete. And then in 99, I was working at Ole Miss, and I was walking outside carrying some equipment, and I slipped on ice that you couldn't see. I fell, and I jammed a femur straight up into the hip socket. And that destabilized my SI joint. And so you actually see on the x-rays where the pubic symphysis is off, the SI joint is separated out. So that led to about 10 years of chronic pain from my SI joint. So along the way, I had some great physical therapists that didn't give up on me. And I learned so much. Okay, how do we get the core to engage? How do we work through the glutes to help stabilize that SI joint? So that was really, I would say, the foundation of getting away from just the traditional fitness and moving into let's get more specific. Let's focus on the prehab, on the post-rehab stuff. And then from there, I've just had a series of injuries that have, again, continued to grow my knowledge. The most recent series was back in 2012. That was the year of five injuries. Can't remember all five at this point. But one of them was I subluxed a rib and I tore an erector from an allergic reaction cough. One of those coughs you cough so hard that you almost puke.
I've heard that, where you can actually even crack a rib sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Luckily, yes. I didn't crack a rib, but yes. You can actually feel where the tear was in my erectors. So I had to quit using it for 3 months because it was also right at the level of my diaphragm. So every time I took a deep breath, like in teaching yoga or Pilates, it would get worse. So I really had to focus on teaching from a chair. That made me a much better instructor.
It's interesting how sometimes these experiences that are negative, don't just appear negative, but there's some, I like to use the word growth. There's some growth and some positives that come out in terms of how you now can present to others. And I assume that you, well, maybe I shouldn't assume, I'll ask, that you work with people maybe who have had injuries that are totally trying to rehab from that a little bit.
Yes. A lot of times they've been through traditional rehab and they still have issues, then they come to me. Unless, again, I can look at a full body system because I'm not limited from a medical insurance point of view. So I can look at that whole system and see how it integrates. So back in, that was 2012, so 2013, I ran into the corner of a door and I got a displaced spiral fracture of my fourth toe. Took 15 weeks in a boot to heal, which is where we kind of started to realize, hey, something else is going on here. Why do I have all this inflammation? And then coming out of that, I ended up with a neck injury. And that's the one that keeps me off the computer now. So the broken toe, actually because of compensations and the way the whole body's connected, created the neck injury. So the compensation from that boot is really what I think it is, that I really had to mind myself. Some people are familiar with the term thoracic inlet or thoracic outlet syndrome. So you get a ring around your neck that clamps down on the muscles. So that's what I get when my neck gets irritated when I'm on the computer too long or on the phone for too long. So again, now I went in and I got to learn about the neck. I had to go learn about the foot. How do I rehab the foot? I had to learn how to walk again, much less run again, because I had compensated so much over 15 minutes of time for a broken toe. I even actually had to go back and figure out how to breathe again. Your scalenes, which create the thoracic inlet, have their secondary respiration. So if you're breathing and the shoulders are lifting, that's secondary respiration. And that's getting into the neck and shoulders. So you really got to be able to breathe, not like the belly breath that yoga likes to put out there, but more, again, whole chain. Feel the bottom half of the ribcage expand. You're going to get the abdomen to engage. You're going to get the whole rib cage to engage. But it's really about, again, getting the diaphragm. What are the specifics? You need the diaphragm. You know, now I'm covered from head to toe. I know a heck of a lot about the whole human body. And it's really been a great learning tool. So, I mean, I could look at this stuff and say, those 10 years of chronic pain, they suck, they were bad, I hate it. And I look at it as, you know, that was such a good time of learning. So, you know, for me, this is what it is. And this is how I learn. And this is what I do great. So even in these COVID times that we're in right now, I'm thriving because I get the time to know and I have the energy to go do workshops weekly and take webinars and try to synthesize and put it together. Whereas when I had my physical studio, that took a lot of energy, physical energy, that I didn't have the time to then spend on myself and figuring out how this really connects and going with what I was already doing, taking it again to the next deeper level.
Oh, and self-care is so important in all situations, but especially if you're suffering from any kind of injury and trying to recover from that. As someone who does some athletic events myself, I know how discouraging it can be to have a setback like that. But it sounds like you turned that into your opportunity to learn more about your body and what you needed to do to overcome whatever that condition might have caused. So that, I'm sure, gives you a lot of empathy for others who may contact you and have pain issues. Sometimes they feel misunderstood, and so this really gives you a chance to work with clients that really trust you because they know this person has been through this and can relate, which is always not a good thing that you had to go through it, but a good thing that you can relate to what these people are experiencing. And I find that with yoga, it's especially good for me because parts of my body I don't even really pay attention to. And so it taps into those areas and you know, that I normally wouldn't even know to make that movement.
Right.
So really,
or to expand your hands.
Exactly. Like the other day. That was... can't tell you the last time I've done that. I don't even know.
I spread my hands. Yes.
So those kind of things are remarkable. I want folks to know a little bit more about how you're doing your services, especially now we're all having to be creative with COVID and take precautions. So with the types of services you offer, typically there's a lot of connection. What are some ways that you've been able to work with the situation and still offer some things to people?
Like the 5-minute detox, computer detox that I do, that one is online, Facebook and Instagram. And I'm trying to get out there a little bit more with that stuff because I think it's really important for people to understand they need to move. Other than that, I do have classes that are online. So they're offered through my studio. They're Zoom classes, various times. They are also then submitted to YouTube so they can go watch them there. It's not the same as being live. When I have people that are in class and they're registered, you know, I kind of know who they are and I know, what are your needs today? And I'm always asking my clients, okay, this is what I have in mind for class today, but what do you need coming in, Angela?
Mm-hmm.
And some people say, I need that fascial line hand opening thing. So again, how do I incorporate that? So I really try to take into account and individualize to the extent that I can and address the needs of the clients.
Mm-hmm.
So that is, again, the difference between YouTube channel and then the in-person one. And I also do privates. Everything's Zoom right now, so you can do private movement sessions. And I actually have them labeled as their yoga, Pilates, strength, prehab, post-hab, whatever you need. So that is it. I do have a massage by you as a private session. So how do we use all these tools that we have to really get your body to open up as if you had a massage, but you're doing it yourself?
I saw that listed on your site, and I was very curious about that. Like, how does one do a massage themselves? So can you share a little bit more about how that works?
Part of it is, again, getting into some subtle movements. So there's a little bit of movement base. But other than that, we're using tennis balls, foam rollers, if you have a stick. Again, what toys do you have in your house? Well, we can create a little compression, and then we maybe do a pin and stretch. Maybe we just roll over and increase circulation to that area. So some of it's trigger point therapy, but again, it goes beyond that. And again, as you mentioned with the hands, you didn't realize that. Most of your nerve endings are in your hands, your feet, and your face. So I actually do a lot of work with the feet as well. Because again, if you stimulate all those nerve endings, we're going to get them to relax. I can toss in a little Feldenkrais if I need to. Again, different ways of stimulating the nervous system. But they're soft, subtle movements. So you have to be actively participating for those to really be effective. But, you know, it's doable.
Right. And it sounds like for all levels, because
all
you're
levels.
Doing it based on, you know, what you need. So a beginner could do it, or someone who's a little more advanced could still also benefit.
Right. And right at the moment, those are privates. If I get enough clientele that are similar, then I can take it to a class. But right at the moment, one of the gentlemen I have, you know, he has had low back issues, and he's coming to me every week for a massage. So, okay, how do we take this now and really address him? And he's gotten some other chiropractic work, but, you know, he's starting to see a lot of improvement just from this type. And sometimes that active work is what's going to make you better. Not going to call it exercise, but you're doing some mobilization. So you're getting some activation of muscles you may not be aware of.
Oh, I think that's marvelous. And I enjoy the benefits of massage. When I'm doing any events, I make sure that I schedule massage, you know, the next day or two afterwards to get those toxins out. And even had a frozen shoulder at one point that I went to several doctors and finally just kept going to my massage therapist, and he just worked it until we got it fixed. So
Yeah. It
definitely is, you know, something to think about, not in place of getting medical attention if necessary, but it certainly can augment that and sometimes even have, I think, better effects than some of the traditional medicine.
Have you seen your doctor about this? You know, it's very important to have a team, so it's not just one person. I do have a master's degree in exercise physiology. I know a lot. I've been through a lot. Medical background, but I'm not a doctor. That's really important that you bring that up, that it's part of a team.
Exactly. Right. And anyone wanting to do this for the first time really should check that out first if they have any, especially if they have any underlying medical issues that need to be addressed to make sure they're not overlooking that part. But I am a big fan of integrated approaches and looking at some of these, what we call complementary and alternative, where really they've been around for years and years and years. So definitely something that I think folks need to get more information about, which is why we're doing some of these types of interviews and finding out more about it. So let's talk a little bit about how folks can contact you.
Email, so Sharon@AmberMoonStudio.com. I also have the website, and that will actually take you to my scheduler, and from there you can say, hey, contact me about this, I want more information. So those are the two easiest ways, through Facebook and Instagram. Be gentle with me on Instagram, though, I'm still learning. But through the Facebook, Amber Moon Studio has its own Facebook page as well.
Okay, terrific. So basically go to your site, which is a great way to just find out more about what you do and what's available. And I know you've been creative about offering a lot of these things virtually. And again, if you haven't tuned in to one of the 5-minute detox, take a look at that schedule, because 5 minutes is really beneficial and you'll love it. So it's certainly something I plan.
And those are uploaded to Instagram TV afterwards, so if you miss them, you can go back and catch them.
See, that's the nice thing about virtual stuff. You know, if you're tied up, you can go back and get to it. Well, I appreciate that, and I actually enjoyed doing this interview in your lovely garden. I know we've had some beautiful sounds with the birds and the chimes and a few dogs barking. At least this time it's not my dogs barking. So yes.
You hear the chickens or the turkey, though.
Oh, we missed out on some of that. Well, we'll have to schedule another time to talk. But I appreciate you taking the time to do this, and I know you've got a lot to do, so we'll go ahead and wrap up.
Thank you, Angela, for helping spread the word. Trying to connect people, and this is the time to do it. This is really the time of a wellness journey for everybody.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And that's really one of our main goals with Way to Wellness, is to make wellness accessible and easy for folks to get the information they need.
Right.
So thank you for that. Thanks for tuning in today, and I'll make sure that I have the Amber Moon Studio website listed in our show notes so you can get more information about this topic. That wraps up another episode of Essential Wellness, Interviews with the Experts. Be sure to tune in soon for the next episode. And as always, be safe on your way to wellness.